What's going on? In today's video, I'm going to be giving a 75 hard update. So I've been doing 75 hard for the past 2 weeks. I'm on day 14 and I'm already experiencing some benefits. So what I wanted to do in today's video is just share like the 5 or 6 lessons that I've learned and just kind of document my process a little bit. There's been a few people who have asked me like, hey, how is it going? And honestly, like when I first heard of 75 hard, my first thought was, you know what? No, I don't really need to. It's not for me. I've done like hard challenges before, but for whatever reason, like when I had heard about it in the past, I didn't really resonate with it. It wasn't until more recently, as I was thinking about what is my 2024 Misogi, my one big challenge that really like forces me to become the best version of myself, that I really kind of gravitated to 75 hard. And the reason why I want to share these lessons and document it is because you might be where I was when I first heard about it and just thought, you know what? No, it's not for me. So that's kind of a little bit of the why behind today's video and today's episode. So first, 75 hard, what is it? It is a mental toughness program and it consists of a couple of different rules. Basically what they are is you need to do 2 workouts of 45 minutes. One needs to be outside. You need to follow a diet of some choice, eliminate alcohol, drink a gallon of water, read 10 pages from a book, and then take a progress picture every single day. And when you first hear those rules, I'm honestly curious, like what are the first thoughts that you have in your head? Is it, oh, that's not for me? Is it, oh, I could never do that? I'll do that, but maybe I'll do that in 3 months when the weather's warmer or it's just a little bit more convenient? Is it, I don't have the time for that? Is it, oh, I would start that, but I would never finish it? Is it, oh man, like here we go, another fitness challenge? The reason why I say pay attention to your self-talk and what is the first thing that comes into your head is because the first thing that I've really noticed from doing this challenge so far is I'm way more aware of that little voice in my head. And I think for a lot of people who are probably watching this, you're maybe an entrepreneur, you're a high achiever, you're somebody who works in a competitive, stressful environment. You probably have done a decent amount of personal development and really tried to become aware of yourself and your self-talk, but this challenge has brought that to an even higher level. Because for me, I've really noticed how a lot of times, like that little voice in my head wants to stay safe, how that little voice in my head maybe makes a decision but avoids the next step. How that little voice in my head like wants to procrastinate and put off the second workout or like eat something that I really probably shouldn't. So the number one thing that I've noticed is I've just become way more aware of that little voice in my head and my self-talk. And I'm recognizing how that it's just like it's impacting me in some of these different areas. And if I were to just like stop the challenge right now, I already feel like my self-talk has gotten a lot better. I already feel like I've gotten way more aware of that little voice. And I feel like I've already gotten way better control of it. Because a lot of times the things that we do are uncomfortable as entrepreneurs, as high achievers, it's not easy. And that's when the little voice comes up. But what you really don't want to do is negotiate with that little voice and push things off or do it later. And I'm recognizing how I can actually control that little voice in my head and almost like eliminate it entirely. And so the first 14 days, that has probably been like the biggest thing that I've experienced. And the thing that I want to point out is like, this is very subtle. It's not like a very like drastic change, but it's a very subtle thing. And I'm starting to see that little voice everywhere. And so when you start to recognize it and you recognize that pattern and you start to improve it, then things just become a little bit quicker. You make decisions quicker. You follow through on things right away. You put things off a lot less. And that has been the number one thing that I have noticed so far, is I'm way more aware of that little voice in my head and the things that are holding me back. And I've been able to push through those and not negotiate with that little voice as much as I did before. And that's probably been the biggest thing. Another thing that I wrote down is one of the main things that keeps coming up is avoiding the second workout. So throughout the day, I typically do my first workout like right away in the morning, around 5:30, 5:45. Then I have an option to do the second workout at like 4 o'clock, from 4 to 4:45, before I go pick up my girls, or I end up having to do it after they go to bed, which is around 8 o'clock, and or 7:30, 8 o'clock. And whenever I have the second workout later in the day, the longer I wait for that second workout, the more I keep telling myself like, oh, I don't have the energy to work out. I don't really want to do it. And it's really interesting to notice, because it's happened a couple of times where I have to do the second workout at 8:30, and I really just don't want to do it. But I end up doing it because I need to like check it off of this list, and I need to push through, and I need to make it happen. But once I'm about usually 10, 15 minutes into that second workout, that little voice like starts to become a lot more quiet. And you get out there, and I'm going for a run outside at like 8 o'clock, and it's dark out. It's actually really peaceful. The weather isn't as cold as you make it up to be, and it's really just not that bad. So a lot of times that thought of like, I just don't have the energy to work out, or I don't really want to do this, it is not that hard to actually push through it. You just need 10 minutes of exercise. You need 15 minutes, and then it's fine. So that has been a big thing that I have noticed, and it's really just not as bad as you think it's going to be. So if you find yourself in that place of like saying that out loud or thinking it, and it prevents you from following through, I just want you to know it's usually not as bad as you think. Another really big thing for me has been what I've noticed about the decisions that I make around food. So with the diet, what I have been doing is I've eliminated sweets. I've eliminated a lot of the fried and processed foods. And I did this starting on December 26th. So it was actually kind of hard. Like after Christmas, New Year's, there's cookies everywhere. There's chocolate everywhere. I'm somebody, because I work out so much, I usually eat ice cream, or making breakfast for my girls. A lot of times we have like pancakes or waffles or things like that. And the biggest thing that I've noticed when it comes to the decisions that I'm making with food is I find myself thinking that food is almost like a reward for me, instead of thinking of food as fuel. So the way that I've noticed this is because I find myself wanting to like eat out. I find myself wanting to have like ice cream and have chocolate later in the week. So Thursday night is like a big one. Friday night is a big one. Saturday. Those are always the times when I want to just reward myself, because I feel like I'm working hard and I deserve it. And I just want to reward myself with like some ice cream or a big cookie or something like that. And it's just really interesting to think about how, why do I think of food as a reward? Really, like, what is the purpose of food? The food is to fuel us, to give us energy, to keep us healthy. And the things that I was putting in my body before, it's not really a reward. It's something that feels good in the moment. But when you actually like digest all of that, you don't really feel good after. And so even just in these first 2 weeks, I've noticed that I'm making a lot better decisions around food, and even rethinking the way that I think about the things that I put in my body, not as food is a reward, but like food is actually fuel. Food is something that can help me have more energy, sleep better, live longer. And I would say that this is probably one of like the biggest, most valuable things that will come out of this challenge, even if nothing else comes up in the remaining time that I have. So we've talked about, I'm aware of that voice inside my head. We're talking about how that thought of just, I don't have the energy to work out, it's usually not as bad as you think. We've talked about the food, the decisions around food and reframing that. Another thing that has been really big is just the community around it. So I have been doing the 75 Hard Challenge with a group of friends, basically. And this community started with just a few of us, and we've just been adding more people into it. And we have a little text group, which we called 75 Easy instead of 75 Hard. And the community around it has been super fun. It's really fun to go through something hard with other people because we're supporting each other kind of on a daily basis, checking in, how's everybody doing? And so wanted to give a shout out to that group in the 75 Easy. But also, since I have been taking on this challenge, my wife Emily has been doing her version of 75 Hard and getting a 45-minute workout in, drinking a gallon of water, and eliminating her food choices, or eliminating the negative food choices like I have. And so having that accountability has been really cool for us and our relationship. And it's just makes it a lot easier when you're in a community. So if you're going through something hard, make sure that you have the community around it. And then the last thing is just there is a positive ripple effect with what you are doing. I've said this before when I talk about some of the things that I'm doing, but because I have posted about doing 75 Hard, I've had a few other people that have decided to do it because I posted about it and they've seen some of the benefits. And that's always just like really cool to think about. And so, you know, I've had other people reach out that are inspired. They're doing it. They're talking to their significant other. They're doing it. So there's more people that are inspired by what you're doing than what you realize. And there's a positive ripple effect to you kind of stepping up, putting yourself out there and sharing what you're doing. And so those have just been some of the takeaways that I've had so far. And I'm excited to see like what else comes up and what else I learn through this process. It hasn't been easy, but it has already been really, really transformative in my mindset and my self-talk and the decisions that I'm making around food. Probably the most annoying thing is that second workout, especially if I put it off. And drinking a lot of water actually has been kind of was really hard for me at the beginning, but I've gotten a lot better at that and just breaking it up and being proactive about it. But if you are somebody who is kind of in that headspace of thinking about how you can build momentum in 2024, if you're somebody who maybe was like where I was at and when you first heard about this challenge and you thought, you know what, no, it's not for me, I don't have the time, I'm not the type of person that does that kind of thing, I'll do it next year, I'll do it in a few months when it's more convenient, I would just encourage you to reconsider and just try it out and really like go for it, because I'm just 2 weeks in, I'm already seeing these benefits, and I know that if I keep stacking these wins, I'm going to be even stronger from that standpoint, and I'm already thinking ahead to what comes after this, because a lot of the things that are in the challenge, like the workouts, the water, the food choices, those are things that I think are just going to become my new standards. And then I'm going to build on top of it. So just wanted to do this episode, talk about my experience so far. And if it's something that resonates with you, let me know, like, what was your biggest takeaway? If you want to take on this challenge, send me a DM on Instagram or comment on this YouTube video, and I can add you to the group. And just appreciate you for being a part of this and learning along there, right there with me. So hope you're having a good day. Talk to y'all soon.